It's time for Coffee Talk, and I have Madeline Jarvis on the line. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle.
I had a little bit of Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash and a song that the Carters wrote. It's been like all a Cash morning.
I love it. And if you have any extra cash, go to ktwh.org and support your local station.
You are awesome. You know it. You know it. You know it. And for a very nominal fee, you could become a member of Friends of the Library and be spreading that cash all through Two Harbors.
I like the way you think. And, you know, with this season of gift giving, how much stuff do you need? And if somebody made a donation in my name, think about what that, you know, there's just so many ways to give gifts. And it doesn't always mean wrapping up a box.
Yep. That is very, very good thinking. And so with this holiday time here, what's all happening at our own Two Harbors Public Library?
Can you believe this is our last Touch Base of 2023?
I know. I said that when I was doing the promo for this. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got to tune in. She's wrapping up 2023.
We have talked about so much this year, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness.
Building projects and programs and art classes and displays and new books. And, wow, what a fun year.
Right. And the authors, you have had some phenomenal authors come on in and sharing their craft with the community. I just love it. The variety is fabulous.
Yes. I think having Jenna Udenberg read her memoir in August and Heather Wild sharing her memoir, Thomas Peacock with Wolf's Trail, you know, like you said, so many author visits, but those three are the ones where I was like, wow, this is so cool, and we get to do it here in Two Harbors.
Yep. That's very, very cool. And that's kudos to you and your staff and the powers that be, all the people it takes to, you know, get all that stuff lined up. So
yes,
way to go.
You've had the village.
Yep, for sure. Yep. Yeah. So what else do you have for us? Any new stuff coming up, or we're just wrapping things up?
And let's chat new stuff. How about?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Awesome. But first, I want to get the business out of the way and let folks know we are going to be closed Friday, December 22nd, Monday, December 25th, and Monday, January 1st. So today is a great day to stock up on books if you are going to be spending a lot of time in the car. You know, pick up an audiobook, pick up a conversation book, just because we're going to be closed for those 4 days between the 22nd and 25th, and then also on New Year's Day. So now that we all know that,
that's right. Now plan ahead and let's get to the good stuff, huh?
Exactly. Let's talk about what you're going to walk into on January 2nd.
Okay.
Our winter reading program is running January 1st through February 29th. And oh my gosh, Michelle, it's going to be so much fun this year. The team really did a great job planning a program that you can keep track of things on paper. We'll have paper logs available. Or if you use that Beanstack app, it automates it all for you. And what we care about for winter reading is just that you're having fun reading.
Yep.
You can earn prizes just for reading 2 hours, in 4 30-minute increments. And when we say reading, if you're reading to your kid or grandkid, that counts.
Mm-hmm.
If you're reading the newest copy of the Lake County Press or Minnesota Conservation Volunteer, that counts. If you're reading this 500-page esoteric Russian novel, that counts.
I just got an update from my 401k, and I swear that thing weighs like 10 pounds. So reading through all the Legal Beagle stuff, would that count?
Heck yes, all 401 pages, I'm sure. And like, why do they make it in like 8.2? Like, I already don't understand.
Exactly.
I also can't read it.
Exactly, because if it was any bigger, it'd be 20 pounds.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good to know. And you've mentioned before, too, if you're reading to a child, an older brother and sister can do this, too. And if that young one wants to hear the same story over and over for the whole winter reading program, that counts as reading because you're reading to that young one.
Exactly. I'm so glad you brought that up. So often I think caregivers feel that pressure to find a new book every day. But if your little one wants Goodnight Moon 5 times in a row, you read it 5 times in a row and that counts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still making those connections, building those early literacy skills. And not that this is why you're reading to your kid, but gets you closer to winning all sorts of fun prizes.
Right? Right? Exactly. Oh, that's super cool. And what other kind, is there anything new with the program this year?
So the big thing that we have this year is everybody gets a prize. We have all sorts of fun incentives along the way, and we have a bingo card for you to kind of challenge you. So if you just want to straight up read a book, don't tell me what to read, great, you're going to win a prize. But if you're looking for some tips and tricks, there's some fun little hints along the way, like why not read a book about winter? Why not read a book that somebody suggested to you? So you can actually win up to 13 incentive prizes.
Oh, wow.
And this goes from January 1st all the way to February 29th, since next year is going to be a leap year. Just keep it up with that magic.
Yeah, okay, there we go. That's good to know. And it's for adults, too, not only for the kiddos.
Exactly. So, and if you're reading to kids, that counts. If you're reading for yourself, that counts. And if you don't know if you're going to finish it, we just want to make sure that you're reading and that you have fun. There is nothing wrong with picking up a card and realizing, oh, I've read an hour over this month.
Yeah, that's
still fantastic. You know, that's still an hour you might not have known that you could carve out for yourself. Because even if it's 5 minutes before bed, or maybe switching from the same playlist to an audiobook on your commute, or keeping up on that local news, you know, there's all sorts of really great ways to incorporate reading into a New Year's resolution or into what is already in your schedule.
Yep, that's fabulous. All right, anything else you want to share?
I would like to share one more thing. So we love our partnership with KTWH, being able to call in the first and third Thursday of the month. I'm unfortunately going to be out of the office for a few Thursdays, so our friend Hannah at the library is going to be calling in my place. And Hannah also knows all the inside scoop about what's going on at the Two Harbors Public Library. Michelle knows and loves her. I know and love her. Mm-hmm. Y'all know and love her. So it's going to
yep.
be so much.
Yep, that's super duper cool. We will miss you and your sunshiny voice every morning that you call in, but I have faith in Hannah that she will make a smooth transition for us here.
I was telling her, I'm worried that the two of you are going to turn it into a 4-hour show. We're
going
to have so much fun together. It's going to be 8:10 and Michelle's like, it's time for coffee, brunch, and lunch talk with Hannah.
You know, that could be a possibility. Oh, that's super funny. Oh, my goodness. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Yeah, just thanks so much for your support. And remember, folks, our regular business hours, Tuesday and Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5. We're at 320 Waterfront Drive, and we have all sorts of things to make your life better. Give us a call at 218-834-3148 with any questions, or visit us online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or stop by Facebook for Two Harbors Public Library.
Excellent. Madeline, you enjoy your time away, and I hope it's a productive, successful time for you, and we will talk to you next spring.
Sounds great, Michelle. Happy solstice.
Yes. It's my son's birthday today, too.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. Yeah. So all kinds of fabulous stuff happening on December 21st here. So, all righty. You take care and happy holidays, and we'll talk to you soon.
Too. Sounds good. Take care. Yep. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. And we get library news the first and third Thursday of each month, and we really appreciate this partnership. It started even before we were on the air. This was something that the library folks at that time in the KTWH team really thought it was important. And so this is lovely that this partnership has been strong and continues on.